Dr. Balanandra joining me now. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, John. So good to be here.
You've been on WGN for many, many years now. I've talked to you live. I've read your reads for ketamine and all you do. And little did I know that you also have this thing called Transform RX, which is really a wellness center for all sorts of things that have to do with our wellness, point blank. How long have you had Transform RX for?
I've had it for almost 2.5 years now, and it all goes back to, you know, in my 40s, early 40s, just getting into health and trying to take care of myself after I was, you know, found to have very low testosterone levels. I started, mm-hmm. you know, supplementing myself, and I started feeling so good, and then I looked into the whole realm of wellness and what we can do to improve our lives. Obviously, now there's many more things we can do and many more options than we had 20 years ago, but it's been a great journey.
Yeah. And the obviously, people think of GLP-1s initially, but there's a lot of things, a lot of tools in the tool chest, including GLP-1s that people have known about for years. I think we are now much more aware of them. But these are some older drugs that have been in use for a long time. They're proven, right?
Absolutely. The GLP-1s, actually, Wegovy or semaglutide was first introduced back in 2017. So we have, you know, almost a 10-year track record with the beginning of the GLP-1s.
So, Transform RX, I had a chance to stop on in, and I really appreciated the visit and chatting through everything with you. And I think my story is shared by some listeners who have texted this in too, that their physician, they got recommended for a GLP-1, and then insurance denied them. Do you hear that a lot from clients, that they just were going to have to pay so out of pocket, such extraordinary costs that they felt helpless, and you guys at Transform RX are able to help them in many ways, right?
We have heard that a lot, actually, from patients, and it seems so more recently because there is a trend, I guess you would call it, in the country where large employers are kind of cutting out their GLP-1 for weight loss benefit. So that's kind of, and especially sad for people who have been on it and have had success, and all of a sudden, pow, they're left hanging. So, you know, we're kind of there to take the baton and set you up with a plan that's, you know, at least affordable and medically directed and supervised by me and my staff, so that you're doing things the right way and losing weight the safe way, not too fast or without the right dietary and nutritional and exercise counseling.
Well, I think that's what I really appreciated about my visit. It wasn't just, here you go, there's a bunch of shots, good luck. You were like, we're going to meet in a month. And before we even started, I did a whole body composition analysis, which was eye-opening, which showed me a lot of things I didn't like, some things I was okay with. But I think that's where you do things differently, is you want to meet me in a month. You want to meet me every month to make sure that, what, I'm not losing. I mean, people worry about losing muscle mass. There's all sorts of things that people should be keeping an eye on, and having a doctor do it for them and with them is huge.
That's absolutely correct. You know, standing on a scale can be very deceitful, doing it over and over again, because, you know, especially if you're working out, lifting weights at the same time you're trying to lose weight, whether it's a GLP-1 or any other diet program, you know, weight added muscle is great. Losing fat is great. And sometimes the two things balance out. You could lose 3 or 4 pounds of fat and gain a couple pounds of muscle, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But the scale is going to stay the same. So the body composition analysis really breaks it down and also tells you how much visceral fat you have to a very accurate level. And visceral fat, as you know, is one of the most dangerous things in our body. It's that belly fat that is really can secretes a lot of chemicals and hormones and stuff that can lead to inflammation, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and many other things. So it's kind of good to keep that under control also.
That was the scariest number I saw out of my whole thing, in my eyes. I won't tell everyone how many. Was it cubic inches?
It's in centimeters squared.
Centimeters squared. Yeah. Oh, okay. Square centimeters. It was not a number I liked, but that's probably not all that uncommon for people that walk in the door. I mean, our diets aren't great. We know that for a long time. Even people that work hard at trying to lose weight. I've told you, I've yo-yoed and tried. I'm not even a fad diet guy. I'm just, you know, sometimes I'd do really well with counting calories and I'd be running a lot and I would lose the weight, but they weren't habits that stuck. And I imagine a lot of people, including many of our listeners, suffer through similar things.
Absolutely true. As you hit middle age and as women hit perimenopause and menopause, visceral fat increases, and that's just what's going to happen unless you really, really work out hard. But a lot of it is driven by hormones as well as other imbalances in your body. So as we did for you, you know, initial workup involves a full laboratory panel also just to make sure we're not missing anything. And hormones are very, very important to keep in balance. And I always insist that we balance hormones along with whatever we're doing because that can really make an improvement in itself in your health.
Yeah, I did the blood work right there and then. We printed out my doctor's blood work from a couple months ago, and there were some important numbers there, and you were able to learn stuff, but you did more. And you were telling me that there's even some markers that are important for men to see, probably women too, that there's a certain marker that could increase or show an increased risk of a heart attack or heart issues that maybe other markers that you get traditionally at the doctor don't show you.
Absolutely. The American College of Cardiology actually just 5 or 6 months ago released new guidelines of measuring a couple of lipoproteins that are one of which is actually genetically determined. And, you know, I've seen people who are healthy, work out, play basketball, perfect weight, come in with a very high level of that. And that's something genetic, but that means you have to start treating things. And so it is important to check those kind of things. It's a one-time blood test, but it's important to know that, especially if you're into your 30s and 40s.
Okay, which I am now, into my 40s. Got a kid now, so I really want to make sure that I'm there for him for a long time and also, like, feel good. I'm a generally energetic person, but I think, like all of us, there's days, especially if you're a new parent, you're just a little worn down, and we attribute that to being a new parent, but a lot of it's physiological and physical, what your body's going through, right? Fatigue.
Absolutely. Fatigue also comes with age as well as our lives get busier and, you know, all these other factors.
Does the number that I shared, I don't know if you heard during the tease, that you could save $250,000 by going from someone who's obese, which I was clinically obese. Sometimes I look at the mirror and don't think that, but that's what the number shows on the BMI, which is a whole other episode we could talk about BMI. But going from that to a more healthy weight could save someone $250,000, essentially meaning if you're going to lose 40 pounds in a significant way, could save you $6,000 a pound. That's not how you break it down, I know, but that doesn't surprise you, does it?
It doesn't surprise me because if you look at it, you have to look at what happens with obesity, right? And you have to look at all the diseases, what we call comorbidities that happen with obesity, whether it can be things like asthma, obviously osteoarthritis, hypertension, heart disease, diabetes. All these things are heavily, heavily linked and often caused by obesity. So, I mean, you think about knee surgeries, you think about doctor's visits to the cardiologist, you think about diabetic medications, all these things do add up. And GLP-1s can really correct a lot of these things in months to a year or so. You know, it's really dramatic what we've seen and very impressive. And I've seen people change, their lives change, their quality of life change, their health change, their medications go away. It's remarkable. The inflammation in their joints is gone. Their osteoarthritis isn't bothering them. It's pretty remarkable.
It is. And I'll do my third injection. So I've been on this about 2 weeks, the Zepbound. I have a prop for you. It's this piece of chocolate that our good friend, our news guy, David Jennings, always drops off. Usually this would be in my mouth in about 15 seconds. It's now been an hour and a half, and I'm still just looking at it. I can't have a piece of chocolate now and again. That's not what it's about. But the fact is I'm not thinking about it.
That's what's amazing about them, right? So
yes. The
GLP-1 receptors in the brain, what they do is they reduce your cravings. And they reduce your cravings for a lot of things, but they definitely reduce your hunger cravings. But then they'll reduce your cravings for things like sugary things, soda, alcohol. In fact, the GLP-1s are heavily studied now for alcohol addiction and alcohol use. I've actually seen that in my clinic too. People who on GLP-1s, they come back 2 months later and they're just, you know, just casual drinkers at home and wine, what have you. And they're just like, I'm not interested anymore. Yep. Very, very slightly interested.
That's
so it's very remarkable.
In 2 weekends, I went from, I'll have two or three on a Friday night to I'll sip on one. Is progress. We're getting a bazillion questions on the text line. We don't have time to answer them all here on air. I'll text afterwards. I'll ask you off the air. Some of them are a little more personal in nature. Suffice to say, you're going to join me, I think, probably every month, right? I'm going to do these scans.
Oh, I would love to.
Let's check how I'm doing. And it's not just like to say, oh, this is great for me, but I think it can be something that is eye-opening for a lot of people. TransformRxChicago.com is the website. 844-9-NEW-YOU, spelled out, 844-963-9968. Dr. Balanandra, I appreciate your help, and looking forward to our chats, okay?
It was great to be here, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Hopefully with a better body scan. Let's lower that visceral fat.